Remember the trade war with China? Well, it's still going on, and it includes about $5 billion worth of tariffs on medical products from China. President Trump said Friday that reports he's considering pulling back on those tariffs are not true. Our next guest argues that would be a mistake, that the tariffs are hampering America's fight against COVID-19. Chad Bown is a senior fellow and trade policy expert at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. He joins us now. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And you point to some Chinese medical products that are now harder to get because of the tariffs?
Yeah, so you know, everybody's probably familiar with the fact that for the last 2 years, the Trump administration has waged this trade war with China. And so when I looked into the data, it turns out that a lot of the medical supplies that the American medical community needs right now to fight the COVID-19 pandemic, a lot of those were hit with tariffs. Some of them have been removed, but I think what those tariffs ultimately did is they made it much more difficult for hospitals and, you know, medical and emergency respondent suppliers to be able to prepare for a pandemic like what we're seeing today.
Well, and before the tariffs, how much did the U.S. rely on China for medical products?
So before the tariffs went on, it was about 25% or so of our overall imports of these products. Now, we do produce a lot of these things in the United States. We buy, you know, a fair amount from other countries as well. But China really was a pretty significant source for a lot of the equipment that our responders need.
So after the tariffs went into effect on these products, did the U.S. just get them from another country, produce on its own, or do we just have fewer medical supplies than we used to?
Well, it's hard to answer that question precisely. When I looked at the data, there are imports of these products coming in from other countries, but it doesn't look like they're coming in at a much greater rate from these other countries that would fill the gap that China's lost sales into the U.S. market would have expected us to see. And a lot of these items, you can't just switch and find an alternative supplier somewhere out there. It can take 1-2 years for a manufacturing facility to be certified by the Food and Drug Administration. You know, a lot of these are safety items, and we want to make sure that they're safe. And so it's not as easy to switch as one might hope.
So given that, and obviously the Trump administration has realized that this is a problem, they've actually temporarily reduced some tariffs on some Chinese goods. Have they solved the problem? Are there still tariffs on Chinese medical products that we need to fight coronavirus?
I think there likely still are, and I think the administration likely thinks that there still are some tariffs in effect as well. They have excluded temporarily some of the products, but basically what they've done there is they've responded to requests by American companies to have these tariffs removed. And they just put out another call and said, hey, you know, if we haven't taken the tariffs off something that you want to buy, let us know and we'll consider it. Obviously, you know, there's probably a lot of buyers out there that haven't been paying attention to the details of the back and forth of the trade war, and they don't know about this. Now they're fighting a pandemic. And so this really is kind of a haphazard way of making it easier for the American medical community to get these sources from wherever they can possibly get them from at this stage.
Aside from specific items that have tariffs on them that the U.S. may now need and they want to get rid of those tariffs, do you think that the trade war as a whole has made it more difficult for the Trump administration to deal with coronavirus because the relationship is strained between the U.S. and China at a time when data sharing in particular would be very useful?
Yeah, I think absolutely. You know, the Trump administration, in taking this approach with China, has really frayed relations. They've been very, very antagonistic. And even in the best of times, this pandemic is going to require a level of cooperation globally that we have never experienced before. And right now, we are basically starting off at kind of the lowest point almost that one could imagine between the United States and China. So there's going to take a lot of work for the U.S. administration to be able to engage more proactively with China so that everybody can come up with, you know, positive solutions to help deal with this crisis.
That is Chad Bown, who's a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.